The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight, it's the best of Texans Late Night. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
It's Texans Late Night. Welcome. We're not in the stadium fan cave tonight. We're at the West Club.
No, Taste of Texas. It's very swanky up in here tonight.
Taste of the Texans, one of my favorite events every year. Full coverage on HoustonTexans.com. And we've got full coverage of what? It's bye week. So what are we doing here, DP?
We're going to go best of. And we've had quite a few episodes. This first segment is an interview we did with running back Chris Polk, Mr. Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp himself, and he talks about an instrument that he used to play back in middle school. All right, so Mama made Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp shirts we saw in Hard Knocks, and I was talking to you one day in the locker room, and this is a new saying. It's not something that you've been saying for years and years. You just sort of came up with
it. I've always said Bang Bang, but the chicken and shrimp was just like spontaneous, you know. I was hungry, and you know, that's a great balance, you know, meal, you know,
good
like
protein,
speed and power,
yeah.
You know, right. This is a great combination.
Surf
but you
and
had
turf.
Other he had other sayings though in Philly. What like there was other
yeah,
there were
what
other
else
things
do you have?
That you said.
I have a lot. We
okay,
go
give
all
us
day.
A few.
I say, oh Lord, Stanley. You guys there watch the movie Friday, you get that.
Right.
Hot Pockets, I say that a lot.
Okay. You need an endorsement.
Cat
deal.
Daddy, I say that a lot.
Okay.
It's just, woo, I do that a lot, too.
Yeah.
So
you'll fit in
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you meshing with the personalities in the running back core? You know, you got Arian Foster, you got Jonathan Grimes, who plays the piano. You got a real eclectic kind of group here with the running backs.
Yeah, we all, like, even, you know, outside of football, we all hang out with each other. We all just love each other because we all are all just characters. We all have our own, you know, personality and humor. Been even on the football field, we all, you know, we complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best way to explain it because you know, we all do something different that the other one doesn't do, then, you know, I think we're by far, the closest group.
Do you feel any pressure to pick up a musical instrument? Because Jonathan Grimes is really,
he
really
is
good at the
really good.
Piano.
I actually did play trumpet for 3 years. If you,
you
can believe,
did?
I did. I was
I
an advanced
with
band.
Him, I said he could be playing the trombone, for all we know. So trumpet, advanced band.
I was in an advanced band in middle school, you know.
Yeah, what's advanced band? Dude,
you know,
regular band doesn't
you know,
do.
You start off in regular band, but, you know, the good kids get moved up.
Advanced.
You know? I don't know how I got an advanced band. You know,
well,
imagine
if I
me.
Give you a trumpet today, and we don't have one here, darn it, but could you still get a sound out of it?
I can get you a sound, because think yeah. about a trumpet, like, people think, like, you blow, like,
yeah,
to make
no,
a noise out, you get a,
yeah,
so, and these big lips and that little valve, it's kind of hard, so, yeah.
Impressions of Arian Foster before you knew him and after you met him and spent some time with him?
Arian Foster, before I knew him, you know, I just like, oh, man, he's the man. I just thought he would just be, you know, just so full of himself. But when I actually met him, he's just the most down-to-earth person I've ever met. Then, you know, just seeing the things that he does, like the way how he takes care of his body. And, you know, he taught me most of the playbook, you know,
oh,
like,
really?
Which is why, like, I know a little bit that
yeah.
I do now because he really simplified things and really broke it down to me. And it's just really phenomenal. I've never really seen someone work as hard as he does. And, you know, there's days where he's eating salads and tuna and stuff. I think I've never seen him eat anything bad. You
right.
know, I'll be in there with a burger and a quesadilla, and I see, you know, Arian over there with his fruit and, you know, salad, and I just, man, let me throw this away.
So between Chris Polk, Jonathan Grimes, Arian Foster, they could start their own band, really.
Absolutely. Grimes is a great piano player. Okay, we've got a lot to get to here on Texans Late Night. Jadeveon Clowney coming up and a whole lot more. But first, it's this week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather wear styles from 20 years ago or what you wore as a 10-year-old?
10-year-old. All I wore was jeans and t-shirt or sweatpants. Definitely 10-year-old. 95?
I've seen pictures of the way I've dressed, or the way my parents dressed me when I was 10, and I don't want to go back to that.
Definitely 20 years ago, vintage. Vintage style is the best.
If I can choose what I want from those styles from 20 years ago, I'll go with that. My mom, bless her heart.
Dress the way I did when I was 10 years old.
How did you dress when you were 10?
Bugle boy, tank tops, stuff like that.
How kind of around the same time.
For me, that's almost the same thing.
I'd take the 95. I don't know, man. I roll my pants right now, my jeans.